We often talk about blending, about linking mind with mind, spirit with spirit. But the one blend and combination is often overlooked. It's that combination with the emotion between man and fellow man is often ignored, and with which the comparison may seem minute. But if one is to share the conscious and the unconscious, then why is the joy, the celebration of emotion, not apparent? For within the being, within the absolute presence of those that surround you, there is not one who does not possess an open heart, who does not possess the willingness or the agreement to show compassion or forgiveness. There is not one within these four walls that will turn a blind eye to a negative thought or negative action. But it saddens, and yet unfortunate, that within this sphere, that linking of hearts is a pastime for those to partake within churches or within the confines of one's own home. For sometimes we need to remember the pack-like actions of our canine friends, for their awareness of the unseen and the unheard is acute. For if those vibrations can be understood and accepted by those beings that are considered less able than man, then perhaps the evolutionary chain, the cycle, has lost its position. For if we take this understanding and begin to pencil in the necessary attributes and requirements, you'll find that many that share the same beliefs and opinions forget from this place their emotional side of themselves. And yes, we accept that when the spirit joins and comes together, then like minds attract and meet with like minds. We accept that those opinions and that philosophy is important, is a necessity for the purpose and the goals that are to be achieved. For without the mind, without the consciousness that forms your very soul and being, to have our aspect of unconditional love, to have no feeling to your brother or your sister, is to have a world plunged into shade, where the brilliance and the brightness of the light always seems so distant and beyond the reach of mortality. The analogy has been given before. For if the trees and the nature within your sphere is able to bloom, is able to develop into the mighty trees and the plants you see today, the light becomes the catalyst for that process to begin and to continue. For man to ignore the light, to turn his head in shame, could be deemed to some to be a miracle. For why, with a light so bright, is man resistant to see, to be illuminated by its very presence? And yet we seem to be coming full circle, to be receiving the same message, the same narrative. For like an anxious parent or guardian, we are keen that necessary lessons are understood. And if the fault lies with the message bearer, then we will find other ways of delivering its content. And I leave you with this thought. The games of life may present you with the necessary toys to take part. But without the toys, there is always the opportunity to play, to become that solid unity, that group that shines a beacon and leads the way ahead for progress. And it is not progress for progress' sake. This is a necessity for your very evolution.